Proclamation number 8478 of 25th of April, 1963. How do you recognize the truth from above? I truly want to bring light to you and therefore also uncover all errors, and you can believe that you will recognize every error if you remain intimately united with me and only ever desire to know the truth. Then you will also possess the right faculty of judgment, for my word from above guarantees you this, because you should work for me and on my behalf. Thus I can only send disciples into the world with the mission to proclaim me and my gospel who possess purest spiritual knowledge themselves, who have received it from me and who are also able to differentiate between spirits, who are able to separate truth from error and only have the soul will to serve the pure truth. And even if people's maturity of soul differs so that, depending on their maturity, a light can be conveyed to them from me which shines brighter or weaker, yet it will never deviate from the truth if I myself am the source of spiritual knowledge which comes to people unusually. And even if a piece of knowledge is not so extensive, it must still be the truth and allow it to be recognized. But every contradiction must be clearly pointed out as error. People will always err because their intellect is still too active, which my adversary can influence and which he also does because he is an enemy of truth. Yet precisely for this reason I guide the pure truth down to earth, and you need not fear that the adversary has the upper hand if you seriously want to stand in the truth. Then it will also be given to you. But you must not forget that the adversary has great power at his disposal in the end and that he truly makes use of it because people themselves grant him this power. And the battle will be a fierce one which will be waged between light and darkness, and where only one light emerges he is also already prepared to extinguish or dull it by interspersing it with error and time and again finding people whom he can mentally induce to make changes to spiritual knowledge which was originally conveyed to earth by me. Yet people who only desire the truth will always reject of their own accord that which does not correspond to the truth. Yet forcibly I neither influence my adversary nor the people belonging to him, because I respect the will of the latter but, on the other hand, the sincere will to stand in truth will always protect a person from accepting erroneous spiritual material. Yet because it is the time of the end, time and again a new source will be opened to you where you can draw purest water of life. And from this you will also be able to easily test whether you are inwardly healthy or whether you feel no effect of strength at all. I will not leave people without help who are inwardly connected to me and trustingly turn to me for the supply of truth. And I enlighten their thinking, I give them the right faculty of judgment, and thus you humans need never ever fear to fall prey to error. And I always give you the touchstone, the act of salvation of Jesus Christ, which will solely be the content of my direct revelations, even if these do not yet convey wisdom to you in all depth if the soul's maturity does not allow it. Yet if I convey my word to you at all I will always emphasize the act of salvation, because you must have found redemption through Jesus Christ on earth if you want to freely enter the kingdom of the beyond. This is enough for you to know if you want to check whether divine revelations are conveyed to you or whether the adversary has intervened in order to confuse you, for as soon as you are not given sufficient information about Jesus and his act of salvation he is the one who wants to prevent your redemption, which you can only find through Jesus Christ. And I will always convey this knowledge to you through my spirit about the significance and spiritual reason for the act of salvation, only then will you become enlightened, and only then will you know if and when you are being addressed by me myself, and you will no longer be able to fall prey to error. Therefore examine everything and keep the best, For as soon as you are stimulated into loving activity, good spiritual forces are also at work. Because through a life of love you will also be able to recognize error, and it can no longer be dangerous for you. Amen.